another long day, and it turns to a long.
On this team, we fight that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Coming in at 320 kilobytes per second, it's time for Matty C's Sports for you and me.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with.
All right, everybody, Matty C Sports for you and me. I got a special guest here, another OG of the show. I just had one last week. My man, Andrew Valdina, a.k.a. the Gladiator. Bro, how are you doing on this? Well, it's a rainy day, but it's still a nice Sunday today. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I appreciate you having me on again. It's always good talking to you. You know, all my fight camps and stuff, but today I'm good. I already got a pad session out of the way with, you know, my coach, Pete Luciani. I was at mom's basement this morning, and then I taught a private lesson right after that. Connor Matthews, that's, you know, his gym, mom's basement. He was away in Vegas until like an hour after his Sunday morning session stopped. So, I kind of ran the class somewhat for him this morning as well. So pretty productive day so far. I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. So another thing I wanted to say up here, PG Sports, Paul Greeno, his boys, Cordell Booker, Tremaine Williams, and Mike Kimble on your good fights, and especially Cordell with your WBC U.S. title. So good job with y'all. But anyways, back to business, man. So you had a great fight against Michael Taylor, and you just love choking people, man. For real, you love choking people.
Yes, sir. It was a good fight. It was a good fight. It was, you know, I'm happy I got to showcase, you know, the whole kit and caboodle of MMA. You know, I got to, you know, show some stand up finally in my professional career where I, you know, I got a big knockdown on him. Then I just immediately
that
swarmed
was nice.
On him. It was,
that nice. Was
nice. That's the Luciani special right there. we drill that all the time, like I've been saying. But no, then I got some ground and pound, swarmed on him, held position a while, got some chokes in. Ended up finishing him, almost putting him out unconscious. So it was a really, really good night. I'm happy that you were here there to witness it. You know what I mean?
I loved it, man. And I know you were like, you were in the interview room with me and all the other crew, and you know, you did get a little emotional, and you know, there's nothing wrong with that. So I'll say that, but I mean, it was really cool to see your dad and mom there and, you know, making talking about stuff with you. And, you know, what did that mean to you in that moment? And then, and were you pissed? Because Mike thought you were going to be pissed about that.
Yeah, no. So basically for those who weren't there at Cage Titans, they brought my mom and dad out to the cage basically to right before. Me and my opponent were about to walk out, and they kind of just said, like, how do you feel that your son fights, all this stuff. They basically interviewed them really quick. And it was really cool because they don't, I just feel like my family, and a lot of other fighters' families that are fortunate enough to have such a supportive one like that, they don't get enough, they don't get like enough like praise, you know what I mean? Because my family does like a shit ton for me. Like when I say shit ton, I mean a lot. You know, they're just there every single fight. They support me every single fight camp. You know, it means a lot. So to have them be, you know, praised like that at Cage Titans, where I consider that my home, and like where I love all those, you know, Plymouth fans, you know, it's cool to have them on display instead of just me that night, you know? And, you know, me getting emotional in the interview room. Yeah, it is an emotional thing, and I stand by everything I've said, but, like, also, I just got out of, like, an adrenaline high fight, so that's probably why I got a little, you know, so.
I myself had some goosebumps, and Tyler Menard was, like trying to contain himself from laughing. I'm like, Tyler.
No, I mean, you probably got goosebumps, man, because you kind of see the journey as well. I mean, you've been talking to me for a while now, and you see me come out whenever I do. You know my family a little bit now, so it's like you kind of see where I'm coming from. That's probably why you connect a little bit more. Tyler has no emotion. Tyler's a cyborg. You know what I mean?
Nah, but it's cool, man. Like, I try to make it a tradition to just like go to Second Wind, and then your dad's with Pico, and yep. You know, I just have like a drink with him, and you know, just one, and like, you know, we talk about some stuff, and then like, you ready? He's like, I'm always ready. And I always ask him that question, and he always says the same thing, which I appreciate. And then he's always in that one corner, like right in the middle of the what is it, is it the mezzanine? Yeah,
the mezzanine, lower balcony.
Yeah, so he's chilling there, and I always give him daps every time, you know, saying like, you got this, your boy just won. So it's like, that's the sentimental thing between you and Big John, bro. Like that's some cool stuff, and I appreciate him every time he comes to say hello.
Yeah, you know, he likes you too, man. He tells me every single time. He's like, oh yeah, man, I see you was over there by your fight, you know, stuff like that. So he likes you a lot too. He thinks you're a good shit.
Well, I appreciate it, Big John. I know you found a way to watch this, so thanks, brother.
Mom, my dad was probably waiting in the waiting room for this video to start for about 20 minutes.
Oh, man. So, bro, you got a big fight coming up. And I think for me, I don't know which Will Smith you're going to see. So we talked about this earlier before we jumped on. So, I mean, me and you have been around Cage Titans for a while. We've seen different people, and we've seen Will Smith fight Lionel, and then we've seen him have a big fight. Was it last Cage Titans or the one before with?
I think
Cam
that was
Arnold.
Either in January or October.
I think it was closer to January, and okay. Cam unfortunately took the loss, but not by much, and it was very controversial, but. At the end of the day, Will won. So, I mean, then you saw Lionel, he beat him within the first round. So it's like, what do you expect from Will this time? Like, what do you know about Sriracha?
Yeah, I mean, Will Sriracha Smith. You know, I've said it before. I got respect for him. I respect all my opponents. You know, I know he's been around for a while. He definitely likes to rain on like the star of the night's parade, you know, like Cam Arnold that last time. And he shut him down when he was 3-0 as well, trying to propel himself to 4-0. So he stopped him there. But I see what he does. I know what his weapons are. I know what I can do to him. And, but I also respect it. I know what he can do to, you know, anybody. So, this fight is definitely one where it's a really good incremental step up for me. I said this to Paul Vare the other day. I feel like my first three pro fights, man, were like me kicking in the door to the professional bantamweight division ranks. And I just wanted to like kick that door in hard with like three bang, 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 big fights back to back to back. And now I'm propelling myself to 4-0, hopefully, with this fight, where now it's like I'm already in that professional ranks and in the bantamweights in the region. But now I'm going to show everybody that I'm here to stay. I'm here to make a big impact. And I'm not here just to stay where I'm at exactly. I'm going to keep climbing. And Will Smith is the perfect guy to get this job done for. You know, it's once I beat Will Smith, that propels me to a new region in this rank, in the New England rank. So I'm excited for it. It's really just a big step up for me here, because he's probably one of the tougher fights I've had out of all my fights, I'd say. So, we're ready for him.
Yeah, I mean, Will is a great fighter. Don't get me wrong. I respect Will. He's been on my show. He is one of the first people to have me say grace on my own show. So, I mean, that's what's up. I mean, he's a good dude. But, I mean, like I said, I think this is like a true test for you. But I already think you've already been ready for this before any name was even called. Like, you're at that point. Your mentality is like, who's up next? You know what I mean? Like,
yep, that's exactly how I see it too. Like, I was actually just like talking to Connor Matthews the other day, and you know, I told him like, oh yeah, I got an opponent, and he just looks at me. He's like, dude, this is like four in a row, back to back to back to back cards, whatever. Like, he's like, do you even get nervous anymore? And we kind of like chuckled about it, but at the same time, man, he's kind of got a point. Like, those fight nerves are always there for anybody I face. You know what I mean? That's natural, and it's good. I'm glad I still have them. I always will, hopefully. But when it comes to like being scared or anything like that, that's gone. I don't even know what the fuck that is. I don't get nervous, like over nervous for an opponent anymore. Like, I just know that I'm trained to be the best martial artist I can be. And I take a fight every other month. And that's just something that has to happen for this career to progress. You know what I mean? So I just see Will Smith as another guy I got to get through, finish hard. And that's going to push me past, you know, the next caliber opponent. You know what I mean? So.
Mm-hmm. And bro, your last interview you had with me was, I said, how many fights is your goal? And you said, I want to do about four. And bro, you're like, in May, you're going to have four. And then there's the rest of the year. So
yeah.
I think you pulled the over under on me, and I think you're going over. So, I mean, I love it, man. I love it. And
you know what it is, dude? Like, I if I could be in the position to like take time off, like maybe I would, maybe, because at the end of the day, I do love this sport so much where it's not like, it's never like, oh my God, I have to fight in a month and a half, whatever, 2 months. It's like, what the fuck? Like, that's never the case. It's always like, I get to fight. I get to go in there and they have to be in there with me. So like, I don't know. I just like the fight, and the fact I kind of do have to a little bit, because, you know, this is the only way I'd like to make my income through this, and, you know, private lessons I give, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's one pace of why I've been taking all these fights. But also, man, I just love it. I love the sport so much. And I actually just made a tweet the other day where I'm finding this like newfound energy for the sport as well, where I'm really tapping into that I get to mindset, not the I have to mindset. And it's making it like my day-to-day training sessions so much easier. I'm having fun, like way more fun again, like I used to. Like, I don't know, this is gonna be a really fun fight camp. I can already tell. It already has been.
I love it, man. And I see so much dedication in you, man, from going to Mom's Basement to going to Lowe's on to going up north. And it's like unbelievable. And you just don't quit. Like, you're like, well, I need to go up here. Like, you just go hours upon hours just driving somewhere and then going to train. And it's like, how the fuck do you sleep, bro?
You know what, dude? It's like, it's just the day-to-day grind at this point. I don't even think about like, I don't think like, oh, I'm tired this morning anymore. I don't. I'm not shitting you at all. I'm bullshitting you at all. Like, I just know that that's what my day is now. I know that I have to get up in the morning to go to Lowe's Ons. And then after that, I need to wait a couple hours till the next session. Like, it's not, I don't even think of it as like a work anymore. I just think of it as, this is my life and this is what I have to do every single day because I love doing it. You know, it's, I don't know. It's really not hard for me. It's not hard for me. I love doing it.
Well, the thing for me is, you know, when I talked to Peter Barrett last week, it's like, you almost have the same grind and hustle, like Pete, same thing, go up here, I have a train here, all that stuff. And that's dedication within its own. And, you know, it seems like the gas mileage doesn't matter to you guys. Like, you're in there to have fun. Well, I won't say it in the price point of view, but I mean, like, the driving to do what you do and what you love, like, it's just amazing how guys like you and Pete are so dedicated to this sport. It's amazing. Like awesome. It's just crazy. And the love and support from family. And, you know, you have my support, obviously, from, you know, all the fights you've had, the wars. And then all of a sudden it's like me and you are like, we boys, man. Like, so that's what's cool to me. But it's like they say, like, you got to be biased. I'm like, nah, bro. Like, I support the people who support me. You know, you post my stuff all the time and things like that. So,
I appreciate the support, man. It goes both ways. Thank you. You know, all my fights are always, you know, throwing me up on the gram and stuff like that. Have me on your show. So, thank you very much.
Well, now I got editing stuff to where I can make shit cool. So, like, this is the background. Like,
I know. I dig that. That's fire.
And for everybody that wants this type of stuff, and you want people like Valdin in the background, you can't. This is exclusive. This is the only fighter I support with his background up in here.
Let's go.
So I don't know how much have you seen in the fight card. I mean, I'm looking at it now, and bro, like, this is just ridiculously crazy. I mean, from Battles to Bone to Marty Navis to Joe Poirier, your good buddy. And, I mean, is there a certain fight you're looking at or want to look at or even think it's like, whoa, this is going to be a crazy one?
Yeah. Well, I was looking forward to my teammate Joe Poirier going up against Seth Basler. I fought Basler back in January. So I'd like to see how, you know, Joe gets the job done against him compared to how I did it. You know what I mean? But it sucks. Basler pulled out. So Joe's got a new opponent now.
Oh, and, he did pull out.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Poirier, if I wasn't supposed to say, but I don't care. I mean, like, Basler pulled. I don't know why. It doesn't matter. Joe got a new opponent, though. And, you know, I'm confident Joe's going to get the job done. I don't know who it is, but I know Joe will get it done. Trained so fucking hard. But the fight that I am looking forward to a lot is like a two-part piece here. And they're boys, so it works. And I'm looking forward to the Miguel Sevesen defending his belt against Sergey.
I really like that one too.
That's sick. That's you know, Sergey's a, you know, pretty decent wrestler right here. So like, you know, him finally getting down to lightweight to challenge Miguel for the belt, who's been just a dog in there. Like that, I can't wait for that. That's a circle that one on your fight card if you want fight of the night like prediction there.
And best then, best postcard postcard best. Post fight interview, Sergey. I won. Thank you very much.
That's all he said.
That's all he says. He's like, I won. Fight was great. See you later.
I mean, to each their own here, but I'm also looking forward to that Jack Congdon and Trevor Goody fight. That's gonna be a good one. That's a good step up for Jack as well. I actually see their fight like Jack versus Trevor, kind of similar to like the kind of like where we're both at in terms of me and Will Smith as well. Like, I feel like that's both me and Jack stepping up a little bit in caliber of opponent to try to get propel ourselves up into the professional ranks more. So I'm really excited to see how Jack does that too.
Jack is so friggin' scary, dude. Like in the cage, but he's the nicest person outside, you know.
Dude, I know there's a big size difference, but I grappled Jack Congdon like at BTT the other night for the first time ever. And dude, holy shit, he's strong. Like, I know there's a big size difference here, but he's strong as hell. It's crazy.
When I talked to him post fight about Jay Ellis, he was just like, I'm not happy about this. Like, this is not like it was a win, but it wasn't the win I wanted. And I knew what he was talking about. But I think he's going to have a tough time with you know, stepping up with Trevor, because Trevor's been in there. I mean, he lost to JoJo pretty good at 170. But I mean, one of the good ones I'm going to like is Jeff Joy and Tyler Smythe.
Yeah, that's another one.
Jeff Joy coming back and, you know, doing what he needed to do best. And I know he had a lot of stuff going on. And then Tyler Smythe, who's coming back with a win of his own. I don't know where, I think it was Indiana, but like, that's just going to be such a good match within its own. And, you know, I'm also looking to your one of your boys, Marty Navis, taking on Pat Casey. That's going to be a good one too. That's a good one.
That's a banger of a fight right there. That Marty Navis and Pat Casey, they both have huge fucking heavy hands, man. So that's gonna it could end soon.
And another one I'm looking forward to is D-Sab and Jacob Bone. I really respect Jacob Bone because you could punch him 100 times and he won't go down.
Yeah,
I like Bone. It's just amazing. It's amazing.
I like D-Sab too. You know, I haven't really talked to either one of them like that much, but Bone, man, I've been like becoming more and more of a fan of Bone. Just by like, cause I follow him on Instagram, I see what he's about. You know, I see he like his bio is I'm just an average dude chasing a dream. Like, and that's what he is, man. Like, and he doesn't give a shit where he ends up like in the sport. Like, he tries so hard and he wins and he does win. He had a great one last time, but like, I don't know. He's just a blue collar fucking, like, I don't know. I like him a lot.
Against Ali too.
I know. That was a crazy sub.
That was nasty, man. But obviously the star of the show is going to be you. I know it's like rare. It's really cool to see the fights that are coming, but like, I know you're focused on your fight in general. So, yeah. You know, what's the expectation you want to get out of this fight? Like, what's the pros instead of the cons you want to have in this fight? Is there a certain thing that you want to accomplish within this fight?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, for this fight, I expect to do, you know, the things that I train every single day. I expect them to, you know, just come to fruition and I get my hand raised. But, things I'd like to see though is, you know, just keeping myself calm in there. Like I've been working on in all my fights, lately. I think that was like that's a big edge that I've been having these days is like really controlling myself in there and not letting myself, you know, get emotional and stuff like that. So that's something I've been working on for like, you know, a good year now, and it's been paying off. You know, another thing I'd like to see is just the whole kit and caboodle again of MMA, like the last fight. I don't want this to be just a one, you know, criteria, you know, way of winning. I don't want to just wrestle fuck this kid. I don't want to, you know, anything. I want to show everything. I want to, like I did last time, I want to show I'm comfortable. I want to lay some hands on him. I want to make him quit.
I want to see those hands too.
Yeah, everyone wants to see the hands, right? Most of all, I want to see a win. Regardless, I don't care. As much as I say I don't want to have a one avenue way of winning, at the end of the day, the win is what I'm searching for more than anything. More than anything, I like to see these hands, of course, but if I end up getting this fucking neck in like 2 seconds, man, I'm going to take it. So I'd like to show everything, but I'm expecting a win no matter what.
So with the speaking of win, you know, you've walked out to Jim Croce. I got a name since I've known you. So with that, I mean, did you ever think you would hype up a song like that to get to where it's at? Because I already loved that song beforehand, and a lot of people don't know exactly where that song is, where that song came from. Yeah. But it's like, you hype up a crowd with that song. So, I mean,
crazy,
do you have any intention of changing that song, whether you get to the higher power of MMA or anything like that?
No, that song is officially sticking with me for good. I mean, I can't get rid of it. The only thing that kind of worries me, man, it sucks, is like, I heard like, all right, if all goes according to plan in my career, right? You know, first things first, and getting past Will Smith, yada, yada, yada. But if all goes according to plan in my career and I get to the next level, UFC, whatever, I've heard, man, that like whoever's in charge of the walkout songs, they like turn them down if they're like, they don't get the crowd amped enough. And I'm upset that if they say that and like they don't understand that that song can really get people's fucking out of their seats, ready to go. Like, it sucks. I don't want to have that changed.
And that's the thing. It's such a low tone song that you have to blast it.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Absolutely have to blast it.
Yeah. No, it's for sure. I'm happy that the crowd likes it a lot too, as much as I do. My family does, you know what I mean? So it works out. And more, you know what really makes me feel good is like more and more people are starting to recognize that like that's my song too. Like, I'll be on an Instagram live with Cage Titans, and then someone will be like, "Oh, what's your walk? You can change the walkout song," and someone's like, "No, I got a name's gotta stay." And like, I don't even, you know what I mean? It's cool. It's cool to see people do that.
I love it, man. I love it. So Is there anybody you want to – well, actually, my last question to you, man, do you – does Mike want you on a rehydration clause for this fight?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, I guess they Davis and Garcia, they both agreed to it, whatever, but I'd like to see him run it back without one.
Oh, yeah. Well, lastly, man, is there any shout outs you want to throw out there?
Yeah, I'd like to shout out, you know, my family, my friends and my supporters who always come to these fights or just, you know, send their love through the fight camps and stuff and keep me going. Means a lot. So everybody at Lozon MMA, my coaches, you know, Pete Luciani, Joe Lozon, Tyler Menard, Joe Poirier, you know, just to name a few, Connor Matthews, you know, we have so many people that come through. So thank you all for the work. You guys are getting me ready for this one. I can't wait to show, you know, all the work that we've been putting in with each other. And then for sponsors, I have a few sponsors I'd like to shout out here. I don't
you
know
got
if
a
you
sheet
know this,
this
one.
Time.
I got a sheet. I'm coming prepared.
You do have a sheet this time.
So to start, I don't know if you know this guy, but Matty C Sports for you and me. Shout out
what
to them.
Is that caged in? And are you messing up the words a little bit?
No, but shout out to you, brother. Thank you again for sponsoring me for this fight, Cam. It means a lot. You know, like I've told you before, man, I know we've been texting and stuff, but, you know, you definitely helped me get through fight camp a lot easier. So thank you.
Family for life, bro.
Yes, sir. But before I go with a lot of these sponsors are like brand new to the point where like this week or like yesterday, I just got them. So like, I don't know, have the full backstory in a lot of these companies. I might just have to shout them out. And because they're so new, I'll have more research for them and other podcasts. But some of them that are not new is Face Off Fight Co. They've been supporting me for, you know, almost a year now through my fights. And they're basically, you know, for the fighters, made by fighters. And they're like, they have grappling shorts, grappling rash guards, hats, like everyday casual apparel as well. And if you want to look up their site, it's fofco.com. And just punch in Valdina at checkout. You'll get, I think, $5 off your order. U.S. Golden Pond, that's in Manchester, New Hampshire. They give great deals. It's a great pawn shop owned by my older sister's boyfriend and her. They run it. Two Fight Bros, this is a new one. They've been supporting a lot of different guys and, you know, fighters throughout the region and grapplers as well. Their main goal, man, I actually kind of asked them, like, hey, is there anything in particular you'd like me to mention about you guys? Like, no, we just want you to say how you feel about us. And all we want to do is get fighters paid and get them to where they want to be. So they are so for the fighters. And I'm very happy I stumbled upon them. Seriously, they're great dudes. Get Right Nutrition. This is in Draycott, Mass. And, you know, I do my shout out to people at Skill of Strength as well, which is in Chelmsford, Mass. That's where I get my strength and conditioning done. And right when I'm done there, I go right over to Get Right Nutrition, which is in Drake at a town over. And they have good, like, protein shakes, like recovery types, teas and shakes and stuff. Protein balls are really good. This one's brand new. And to be honest with you, I apologize, but I don't have too much to say about it just because it's so damn new. It's Murphy Goodrow Hoskinson, Inc., Certified Public Accountants. So clearly it's a company full of accountants, and I know the guy, Jim Goodrow. He's such a good dude. He's known my family and has been really nice to my family for years now, growing up through Draycott. So thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate it. This other one is either NAG Comedy or NAG Comedy. And, it's a comic. And, he also has a company called Classic Cars of Palm Beach, and that's in Florida. Again, this is brand new, like yesterday. I just saw this email saying they wanted to sponsor, so I appreciate you guys very much. Thank you. The next one is Northeast Custom Granite. That is you know, they do granite countertops. I think they actually did my family's countertops at their house in New Hampshire, and they look unreal. They're unbelievable. My mom requested this like shiny countertop and stuff. It's pretty slick. My dad hates it, but I love it. My dad doesn't hate it. He just thinks it's a little too sparkly for him. But then the last one is Draycott Exhaust and Brake. Again, this is a brand new one. And this guy, Dan Greenlaw, he's been really nice to me and my family again lately. It's another Draycott guy. And, you know, I really appreciate the support. So thank you, guys.
I like the story about your other sponsor with your ring.
Oh, right. Yeah. Invisiware. They, dude, to be honest with you, I didn't know this until my mom told me this. So much that I know, right? I've been saying that, like, oh, Invisiware, they got like a piece of jewelry, like a piece, like a ring or something. There's a hidden button inside. But I guess of all the jewelry items that I could have picked, they don't have rings. So I guess I could have picked anything, but I picked the one thing they don't have. But no, they'll have all the pieces of jewelry or little garments and stuff like that where they have a hidden button hidden inside. And what happens if, you know, if you're in a crisis or whatever, you know, you've gotten a bad accident, you don't have any connection to a cell phone or anything like that, you need help, you can click that button and emergency services will come to your location like as quick as possible. And I just think that's a great gift to get any of your loved ones and stuff.
So it's like a beautiful life alert.
It is. It's a life alert that's not so, you know, elderly looking. You know what I mean? It's slick looking.
So, Andrew, I always appreciate you on my show. The Gladiator Valdina. He'll be taking on Will Smith, aka Sriracha, May 27th. Get your tickets. Firstly, get it from him. He usually sells out, so get it from Cage Titans or your local fighter. Again,
get it from
thank
me.
You.
Huh? Get them from me for sure. Get them from me for sure.
I said that first. But thank you again, and we're going to see you soon for sure, and I can't wait to see you fight on the 27th for sure.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Thanks for giving me the platform again. You know, it means a lot. Gets my name out there a little bit more, so thank you.
So, Maddie C Sports, Andrew Valdina, good night, Sadie, and everybody, have a good day.
Boom.
Thanks for watching Matty C's Sports for You and Me. Make sure to follow Matty C on MattCameron23 on Twitter, Matty C23 on Instagram, and subscribe to Matty C's Sports for You and Me on YouTube.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with. I bring the flow, lyrical stamina, rapping a million miles. One pun, I'm an animal, then I'm a cannibal, taking my pick and I pounce. Bold and serious, cold amphibious track murderer. A cup I need by no one, so I got my back. Vertebra, the heat is up, extinguisher. I got the track burning up. Don't think to touch, 6 feet's enough to get the match to combust. Diamond, strike it, ignite on any gift and surface silent. Callous, symbols that come.